Yes.
Yeah, what a great timing. Time to unmute myself. What's up, guys? What's up to the Mayday Live Show? What's up, Jazz?
What's good? What's good? How you doing?
Man, we're doing really good, really good. I'm rolling my sleeves up because I'm excited for a great show. It's a jam-packed episode. We got a great Rap-A-Lot artist that's joining us, too. We have an amazing guest, too. The list goes on and on. I mean, I don't want to give away either too much, but we got a new segment we're going to try with you guys called Finish Those Lyrics.
So much fun. I'm so excited. As I said, I feel like it's just the perfect combination of comedy and karaoke. Two of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. I think it's solid. It's going to be lit. I'm going to give her three songs. I'm going to see if she's going to be able to finish the lyrics to the verse. So it's pretty cool, guys. We got a jam-packed show. If you like shows like this, you like us, the Midday Live Squad, be sure to hit the like button. Of course, subscribe every Friday. We're dishing out new videos. And of course, if you're missing out any episode, catch us on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. And the keywords are going to be the Midday Live Show.
Period. And it's like we have so much going on, like so many, as you said, exciting things happening today and in the very near future. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I heard from a little birdie that myself and Steve Styles are going to be in a music video. That's just what I heard, though. That's just what I heard.
It happens. In a position like this, you know, but we're just going to embrace it, you know, and keep riding, right?
Oh, we have to keep going. That's what it's all about. Once you got that dream, we talk about that all the time here on Midday Live. Once you got that dream and that passion, you just keep going. You do what you got to do until you get what you want. That's it. And that's all. So, yeah, as he said, welcome to the Midday Live Show. It's Friday. Happy Friday. It's episode 43. We're at 43 episodes today.
It's crazy. Already almost at 50. Almost at 50.
Almost.
Half a century.
I know. I know. And we got some exciting things going on, as I said, in the next few weeks and definitely leading up to 50. We gonna have a lot of fun with 50 for sure.
Yeah. We got this. Got a lot of things planned.
Master Chef's coming back and whatnot, but that's just what I heard, though. It's just what I heard, you know.
Good. Well, if you guys want to keep going with this, hit the like button, you know, keep sharing these videos, because you know we don't really have a marketing team except for you guys. We grassroots this stuff. We're counting on you to share our videos and hit the like button so more people can catch this vibe, right? You're listening to the Midday Live Show.
Just like Miss Rose Dalton over there is listening to the Midday Live Show. Happy Friday.
Friday. Come on now.
Yes, Friday, as we like to say.
I'm too hyper today, Jazz. I'm just off the charts right now.
As you should be.
I just need to get off this chair, but it's so comfy, though. I ain't gonna lie.
comfy chair.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say wherever you are, grab a drink, get comfortable, because the Midday Live Show, we are just getting started. But if you're at work, like I know Miss Rose Dalton is, you probably can't drink right now, but just act like you are. Raise your invisible glass for a toast to the Midday Live Show, to Friday.
You mean they can't drink water? Catch themselves a green smoothie?
Yeah.
Sip what you need to sip, you know? I'm just
drink whatever you got.
All right.
Whatever you got. Cheers to the Midday Live Show. Cheers to Friday. We about to kick off this weekend with a weather report first from our guys, Eve Styles.
Well, you better talk to Johnny for me, all right?
Yeah, Johnny, get on your job. Come on.
What's good, Chicago, and everybody tuning in? It's your boy Steve Styles with your weather update, brought to you by Young Street Gear. Gear for all types of weather, especially like the weather we deal with here in Chicago. Head on over to your search box, type in these three words, Young Street Gear. But enough about me. It's currently 73 degrees outside in Chicago. It's beautiful, a little partly cloudy. Don't trip on the rain because we got lows tonight in the 60s. So keep a hoodie with you. But other than that, you know, partly cloudy, no showers, but it's going to be lows in the 60s. Right now, we're in our 70s. Back to you guys in the studio downtown.
Hey, yes, we are downtown, live from iHeartRadio Chicago. One of my happy places, I will have to say.
For sure, man. Plenty of TikToks where they have you typing the motivational type words and it pulls up my happy place. And I love it when people are like hooping or in the gym mm-hmm. or doing mm-hmm. something productive or yeah. even just giving back to or teaching or stuff. Shout out to y'all, man, for repurposing content in a positive way.
Yes, got to keep it positive because that's just how we do on the Midday Live Show. So up next, we have a brand new segment for you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. But first, we got music from, you know, some of our past guests, some of our favorite artists right here out of Chicago. He goes uh-huh. by the name of Hugh Lee. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Finish those lyrics. Exclamation point.
Okay. It's real simple, guys. So I got some lyrics set up. You know, I got some songs set up and some artists set up. So I got three different artists, all mm-hmm. different layer tiers. All right. I'm going to give you the name of the artist, but I'm not going to give you the name of the song.
Right. Okay. All right.
And I'm going to give you the first couple lyrics, not to the verse, but you're going to try your best to finish right after I take off. You know, I know we did an example over text, right? We did Trap Queen, right?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Cool. Here we go. All right. First one. It's going to be real simple. J. Cole is the artist.
Okay.
And the response from you is only going to be two words. That's it. All right. If you catch my drift. Here we go. So this is from a very popular song. And it's First Things First. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. What would come right after that? Did we freeze? What's going on here? Maybe it's an internet thing. But, okay. Let's see if we can fix these technical difficulties, guys. We'll be right back.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what's awesome. Really crazy?
What?
Like, even... it doesn't matter where you are. It's like Wi-Fi always just be like, you know what? Peace out. I'm going to go. I know I'm sure you have something going on important right now, but I'm a just dip, you know, and leave you to do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, it's like a BRB type thing. But I holla at the worst moment.
Yeah. Thanks, Wi-Fi. But yes, let's get back into it. I'm ready. Okay. J. Cole
song. No Role Models. All right, here we go.
Oh, you say you weren't going to tell me the song, but okay.
But I am going to tell you now. I think it makes sense because then you'll give a better answer. See? It's J. Okay. Cole, No Role Models. Please finish. It's only two words after what I say, okay? First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
For real.
There you go. You the only father that I ever knew. All right, cool, cool. One for one. All right, second one. We got Rihanna. And the song is Disturbia.
Throwback. Okay.
Throwback. So get back in there, you know, real quick. All right, here we go. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you.
There's a thief in the night. He wants to control you.
So close. We were looking for a disease of the mind it can't control. It's too close for comfort.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's all right. One and one. Still good. You got one more to redeem. This one, I'm sure you got this one in the bag. All right. Here we go. Artist, Gunna. Right? Song, Drip Too Hard.
Oof. Okay.
Very popular song. Very popular song. I know you got this. I have faith. All right. This is Gunna's verse. Okay. Yeah, every night, another dollar getting made. Every other night, starting with a good day. I feel like a... child that got boogers in the face. Diamonds dancing in the dial. Man, this is a parade.
Yeah. I wasn't going to get that.
All right, cool, cool. Well, that's what I tried to do. I tried to go a little more hip-hop, I think, on this time. Well, we know we can go different types of genre music, but you know, not bad.
It's like, if it's y'all first time watching or listening, now it seems like I don't know hip-hop. Ain't that something?
No, it ain't, but we told like, them
she don't know no time.
but she knows because you know she knows
somewhat.
Yeah.
If it would have been Push and Pee, I would have had it, you know.
Oh, see, yeah. Maybe I should have gone those that way too. But other than that, it's cool. That's cool. You know, this is what happens. You know, we're learning. We can get better.
You are right. There's always room for growth, and I need to do better.
Nah, no. You're fine. These are unique songs and unique portions of the verse. I just really thought you had the Disturbia one. I thought you were gonna go in your zone and start dancing, but yep, a disease in the mind, it can't control you. No,
I couldn't remember like what that first line was. I knew it was something about wants to control you, but
yeah.
Too far back in the memory bank.
All good. Maybe instead of throwbacks, you know, I'll get stuff that's more recent. Cause you killed.
No, you can do throwbacks. You can do throwbacks. I killed it because it was two words, Steve. Let's be honest. I killed it because it was two words.
All right. I'll give you that.
I got you next week.
Cool.
I'll have three. And it's gonna lit.
Well, that's what's up. If you guys want to see this more, if you guys like Finish Those Lyrics as a segment or Finish This Lyric. I didn't know if it was this or those. I just see so many thises. I want it to be different. So we're those.
Those.
Leave us a comment. Hit the like button. This is the Midday Live Show. What do we got up next?
A little bit after this quick commercial break, we're going to come back with Creative Business 101 with Steve Styles. He's going to be dropping some gems like he always does. So make sure you are taking notes. If you are a creative, this is for you.
Please take notes on the next one because I reconnected with one of my mentors. It is a great, great thing too. I got codes. I got gems. We're dropping them next only on the Midday Live Show. Yes. Once again, we're bringing back Creative Business 101 with your boy, Steve Styles, DJ Steve Styles. I am a creative who teaches you how to take your creative ideas, your creative concepts, and make some money. That's what we're here for, right? We're here to make some dough, make some bread so you can reinvest in your craft. But Jazz, if you want to pull us back to two screening, I got a question for you to kick off Creative Business. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Super producer Jazz. Round of applause. Insert here.
All right. I don't know what that noise was. Let's just move past it.
Which artist do you think has more monthly streams online? And these numbers are updated for August 2022. You ready? Mm-hmm. Lil Baby or The Baby? Which artist has more monthly streams online?
I say Lil Baby.
Really close. But The Baby is, you know, with 32.2 million streams, and Lil Baby has 31.5 million streams. Very close. That's why I chose it. All right, last artist. Who has more monthly streams? Lil Nas X or The Kid LAROI?
I say Lil Nas.
Okay, cool. Which is a great guess, and both of these guys are LOL. Very similar, very close. Like, you know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Close, but no cigar. Yes.
The Kid LAROI with 40.1 million streams, and Lil Nas X was at 39.5 million. Close enough. So why to ask you these questions? Because it's very important, you know, for us to understand this one question. I caught an email, and this was like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was from one of our listeners to the Midday Live Show that was asking me, I'm an independent artist, but you know, I don't know if I'm underground, or I don't know if I'm even a commercial artist. What's the real big difference between both of them? I got you, real quick. Two words: fan base. Like in the previous example, your streams can make you millions and millions of dollars if it's done correctly, if you got your login straight. If we can go off topic for that too, if you have all your paperwork set from the beginning and you don't forget your username and password to YouTube, you can collect so much as an independent artist. You don't need to worry about being commercial till they come knocking on your door. If you're an independent artist, please listen. You need your niche. You need to figure out who is your audience. Who are your people your music speaks to? You know, who do you entertain? You know, it goes back to what I said on the last episode with promo versus marketing. You know, promotion is, hey, you over there, listen to my track. And marketing is more precise. Hey, you with the new era cap and the fly Jordan Concords, you know, and that sick, awesome Montclair coat. I got a track for you that you're going to love to listen to. You know, that's the difference. You need to know who your demo is, who your artists are, who you're making the stuff for. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love businesses that are food. Always got to eat, right? So let's get back to being an independent artist. You don't need too many people, but your followers are everything. Your streamers are everything. Your fan base makes you. Say you can drop an album, 10, 11 songs, right? Sell 1,000 units online nowadays, majority of it, or in person too, at $15 each. Do the math. A thousand units. If you sell 1,000 albums, $15 each, that's $15,000. All right, Steve. I'm not going to drop 1,000. I barely got a couple hundred followers. All right, cool. I got you. 500. Say you got 500 followers, which I think is an achievable number. You know, 500 followers, right? Sell the same album at $15 each. 500 times 15 is $7,500. Jazz, can you do a lot of money with that?
I can.
Can you? Definitely can. You can reinvest that properly. You know, you can dive into a management company. You can get yourself some studio time. You can get yourself some great marketing, promotion done, videos and all that. Oh, man, we could do that too. Lock that in. How to do a release. We're going to do that for another episode. So the difference is the mass, the appeal to the masses. You know, you got to be your own person. You got to be your own lane. You don't got to be nobody but yourself. And if being you isn't enough, you just need to work harder to get other. What kind of harder? People always ask, work hard for what? Here, I'll be specific. You need to work harder to get others to listen to you everywhere. Okay? I see some of these because I get approached by artists all the time, and now I'm doing audits and stuff. So I'm able to see, you know, where your demo is just by a few social media websites, right? If you got a super duper following in, you know, Kazakhstan, for example, you know what I'm saying? And you got these, I don't know, 200, 300 followers too. Well, you need to set up a marketing plan and maybe translate your bio as an artist. Here's another fun fact before I digress. If you're an artist, here's a gem. You know your bio? I did this too. I'm a DJ. I'm technically an artist too, right? I did this already. Take your bio, right? Short form, you know, the short forms or the long form, whatever you want. And I learned this from DJ Ferrari Simmons. Shout out Ferrari Simmons. Atlanta DJ, Cheat Code Podcast. All right. Ah, man, I just lost my train of thought. Where'd I go? I'm a big fan of Ferrari. I got starstruck. But take your bio, short form or long form, and you need to translate it into 6 of the most prominent languages out there. You know, you got your English, right? Cool. You need to get that in Spanish. You need to get that in maybe Mandarin. You know what I'm saying? You need to get that in I don't know, whatever language. What do we say? Kazakhstan, where you're at? That place you're at? Say, I've seen people with super huge following in Germany, but they're completely in English and they don't have like a way to communicate them or a translator. I'm like, come on, bro. You need to step it up. You need, your analytics are telling you something. They're telling you what you need to address. So here's a fun fact. So take that artist, take this fun fact, take this gem, translate your biography into 6 of the most popular languages in your demo. All right. And what you deem as worldly popular. So that's cool. So you guys need to be out there, you know, as independent artists. You know, I think the level, the playing field isn't level, but nothing's fair. Fair is a place where you judge pigs, but you get what you negotiate. But hard work is really behind us, guys. You know, there's analytics out there, plenty. You can start with just a following of just 2 people, 3 people, you know, and grow from there. Hey, that's my ring light just went out. But that's Creative Business, guys. And be sure if you want to email me, you can get my email. It's on my Instagram and stuff. And get at me correctly. Back to you guys in the studio in Chicago.
Period. He said, get at light. Him correctly. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because I'm at a point now where I could turn people down, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that. I'm thankful. So are you. You know, we can. No is such a powerful word.
It is. It is. Especially to, this is a conversation for another day, but especially to people pleasers. Like if you are born a people pleaser, it's hard for you to say no. It really is. Because you're like, oh, I want to make it work. I want to make everybody happy. But are you really thinking about yourself? Like, are you prioritizing your needs? No. Usually no. So yeah, no is a very powerful word. But you know what else is a very powerful word around here?
What?
The words that come out of my mouth when I tell you when I tell you my joke of the day.
Okay, let's go.
It is time. Okay. My friend keeps saying, cheer up, mate. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well.
Well.
Do you? Not a hole full of water.
Yeah.
But a well.
I get it. But it's just not registering with me today.
Okay.
You got to chuckle out of me, you know? I like laughing how we're talking about it. That's funny.
I know. Yeah. Could be better.
Last week was great. Last week you killed it. Last week you kicked some. Bam.
Yeah, with the vacuum one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. Not lame-o.
It's all right. No, it's not. Here. I'll recover with a fun fact, too. All right. Artists, here's another gem. 60,000 songs are uploaded to Spotify every day. 6.7 million artists on Spotify have less than 50 streams a month. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
6.7 million artists have less than 50 streams a month. Man, that's crazy. So you're out there competing. So don't feel bad if you got 50, 40, 30, 20, 5 listeners. You build. You start from the bottom and you work your way up.
Yeah.
Stay at it, guys.
Doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish.
Oh, hell
see?
Yeah.
See, like Miss Rose, she said, I meant LMAO. Oh. So she laughed. She laughed.
Okay. But it's 1-to-1. One did not, one did.
Well, hey. Hopefully somebody else out there, you know, laughed, right? Because, yeah, I can't be out here having a 50%. That's an F. Can't be out here like that.
Hit the like button if you like these jokes. Jasmine's got jokes. She does. She does.
It's going to be like, exit stage left. All right. Well, I got to hit the old dusty trail.
Oof.
It's okay. I'll do another one next week and it'll be so good you'll laugh your socks off.
That's right. That's what's up. Because I love socks. I'm not like I used to be when I was younger, barefoot, everything. But the older I get, the more I just appreciate clean socks. Clean socks in the cribbo. Slip them in some slippers, you know what I'm saying? Some sandals, some slides, whatever you want to call them nowadays. That's what's up.
Period. So I did have something that I wanted to talk about. Well, you know what? Yeah, since we got two back-to-back guests in the next hour. By the way, if you guys missed the first half of the show, we did talk a little bit about our guests that are coming. We have Ink Dog. He is an artist with TDP Rap-A-Lot Midwest. It's going to be really, really good talking to him and catching up. We haven't seen him in a while since he did Freestyle Friday a few months back. And he's coming with a new song. It's called Macaroni. It's out now. So definitely check that out. And we also have an incredible musician. Her name is Dana Williams. She'll be coming on at 1:30 p.m. And I can let you in on a little secret in case you don't do your own research, but you should. Dana Williams, she is the daughter of David Williams. He was Michael Jackson's guitarist for 30 years.
Holy cow.
Yes. Huge shout out to Dennis Short for connecting us. And yeah, that's going to be really exciting. Very amazing. But before I get off track, forgetting what I'm even talking about. Didn't you send me the bison one?
I believe so.
Or did you send me another one? Yeah. Because I was, I did that one. I did that one like 2 weeks ago. Whoop, whoop. But yes, okay. Let's get into busting or disgusting before we run out of time to not do it when I guess you're here.
Copy.
Ooh,
that.
I'm hungry.
Oh. Maybe you can grab something when you grab the artist.
And be sitting here snacking. Like, so.
Yes.
Tell me about everything going on in your life. You know? Mm-mm. Can't do it. I'm gonna just have to starve. Okay. Oh. So, busting or disgusting. Picture number one.
Okay. What do we got here?
It's a platter of
some
disgustingness.
The chicken is raw.
Like Gordon Ramsay, like raw. It's raw. Oh. Like,
yeah.
Instant
salmonella.
Sickness.
Yeah. I'm cool. I'm good. Mm-hmm. This is definitely going to be disgusting, and we don't even. I don't care about the other things. The raw chicken is no.
Yeah, raw chicken, no. Baked beans. So random.
I love baked beans. What do you mean, baked beans?
Baked beans are amazing, but it's just so random to have on this plate with peas, and it's looking like some broccoli, some carrots,
French fries.
I'm assuming those are some type of other potatoes next to the peas.
It's like all this starch, raw chicken, and a few drops of vegetables. Wastefulness. We gotta let this go to the disgusting pile.
Yeah, definitely. That is not something that I would ever want to put into my body. It looks disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
Mm-mm. No bueno. So next one, this might be a little more like, things that make you go,
Whoa, what's going on? It's the same thing, but one's from Japan?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's just like, it's a bunch of noodles, you know, noodles on top of noodles mixed with noodles. But it's a little bit of spaghetti and meatballs mixed with like your ramen with the little vegetables in it.
Oh, I thought the ramen on the left, if you zoom in a little bit, looks like it's like their version of spaghetti and meatballs. So it's like the same flavor twice. I'm down with that. It's just more of the same thing. I'm with it. I'll try it. Maybe it's not Japanese. What if it's Korean? I'm trying to look at the letters.
It's probably got a little spicy to it, too.
Ooh, muy bien. Even better. I'd love me some spicy spaghetti and meatballs. That's good. But I'm going to say I'm going to pass because when you get like canned beef and stuff like this, it's usually like pork in it and stuff. And I'm not a big fan of pork. Just I don't like the texture and stuff. So I'm going to say disgusting and say oof.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to have to pass on this one. I think it's just, it's way too many noodles for my opinion. And I like me some noodles. Like I will eat some noodles. I love pasta. But this is just too much. It's too much. Like I feel like it's just like a big bowl of, and you know that Chef Boyardee, no shade, but the Chef Boyardee spaghetti sauce, I don't like the taste of it.
Me neither. I'm good. I haven't had that stuff thankfully since I was a kid. But if you got to, I'm good. No thanks.
Yeah, same here. I would have to say disgusting.
Damn. Well, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. Sodium out the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Because how much sodium in those little packets you got in the office? 6 million milligrams of sodium.
Yes, literally.
You have one, you can't have salt for 2 years.
I know. It's crazy. The world we live in.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful world we live in.
It is beautiful.
We just got to learn to maneuver, you know? That's all. It's going to be a little rough. We got to learn how to maneuver.
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Midday Live Show.
Absolutely. We're going to play some brand new music that we got from our last guest on last week's show. So make sure if you missed it to check us out on the iHeartRadio app or right here on YouTube or Facebook with Big Daddy Deja. We got I Like It right here on the Midday Live Show. And we will be back after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Midday Live Show. That was Big Daddy Deja with I Like It. And it's the remix, so you know it goes hard. You're listening to your boy Steve Styles. And of course, we got Jazz in the building. You know, we're doing here, doing big things and picking up where we left off. We got jokes. Did you know? We got jokes.
I'm sorry about the... I noticed the song ended like so abruptly. I wasn't ready for that. But yeah, it's like I was about to cue up a little commercial, but I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like while the song was playing, I was low-key over
like, yeah, it kind of...
I was getting it.
Yeah, it got me standing up straight. Mm-hmm, we're ready to go. Such a hype song. Such a... right?
It's that Chicago juke music. You can't ignore the feeling. You can't fight it.
It just triggers ADD, you know what I'm saying? Or restless leg syndrome.
It's triggered.
Yeah, you hear it, you just... It's one of those.
Yeah, it's time to footwork. It's time to start footworking. Even though I can't worth a lick. I was over here like...
Oh, anybody can do it when we're sitting down. You know me too. I could do that too.
Killing
lift myself out. Hold my breath.
Ooh, you just need somebody behind you to like hold up the your little hood part.
Yeah, right. It would have been funny as hell.
Indeed. Indubitably. But I do have a question for you while we are waiting for Ink Dog, our first guest of the day, to come through. So... I and all of you guys out there too listening, leave a comment below. Ruin a date in 4 words. Go. I'll go first so you can have an example. So this is like I'm acting like the person that's on a date with me. Like if he says this, the first date is completely ruined.
Oh, for you personally. So it could be whatever the heck I want.
Yeah, just for you personally. Whatever, you know, you don't like. If somebody says these 4 words, you're like, definitely not seeing them again. Okay, so this is mine. You play The Sims?
Oh, yeah, that's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's over with. Yeah. We're done. Nice meeting you. Have a nice day. Because, yes, I do play The Sims, and I always will.
4 words. I got one in less. I got one in 3 words that throws me off. I forgot to shower.
That was 4. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
one.
It's revealing, too. It's like, whoa.
Like, what do you mean you forgot?
We eating like, you know, we're eating like one of those big old whatever plate of pasta or something, right? You said, like, I forgot to shower. I'm like, you did. I'm going to go use the bathroom with my jacket.
Yeah, like that's not good. A first date, like shower. That's the least you can do.
Yeah. Brush your teeth is another one. Please make or break it. Come on, girl.
BRB.
Right. And of course, you're listening to the Midday Live Show where you guys as artists can get yourself some free gems, some free bits of info, everything you need to get started in your music career. I'm going to run a few bits of promo. I do believe we have an artist that's joining us in studio today. So as Jazz gets him ready, let's run him with some Midday Mix promo. Yes, Linda, my ex used to blank. And just those 2 words alone would be enough for me too. Because you know what I'm saying? If you really want to go there, if you talking about your ex, that means you're not over Y and Z. Welcome back. Just doing some show mix promo.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
But it's time for everyone to see the amazing video, Jarrell Burps.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to be that shining light, that beacon of hope. You know, what was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to turn the mic down. My bad, dog. It just jumped out. I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, it's all good. Oh, man.
This still remains. I know every time. This is like the most viral post on my Instagram. Like my most viral reel. It got like almost 6,000 plays.
Oh, heck yeah. I got this as a YouTube short and I got the most views on this one.
Yeah, I guess it's really funny to people.
Heck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because when every time I hear it, I feel like he's summoning something. It's like, oh, like you know, sure. Like a wizard conducting magic, you know, and they have a cauldron or something. It's like,
100%. 100%.
What is this untapped power that I, this is like some Dragon Ball Z-ish, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
As I say, like each time, it just sounds like he was like, he reached into the very deep hollows of his soul.
Of his soul.
And brought that burp soul. Out. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, any word on on Mop Ties Ink Dog?
Yes, he is downstairs. They got a little lost.
Around
the corner, surprised. Parking. So
it's tough. It's tough out there for parking.
It is. It is. And it's a little, I know it can be confusing downstairs with lower whacker and all that. So,
because it's whack. That's what I'm saying, man. With my reception on my phone, it gets whack.
Yeah.
That's why they call it whacker.
You really cannot get lost on Lower Wacker Drive because you're not really going to have any service. Like to try to get yourself out of the hole that is Lower Wacker, you're not going to be able to do it. It's like, you got to know where you're going.
Yeah.
It's tough.
With it. Only Batman, because that's where they filmed Batman. Lower Wacker.
Yeah.
Look it up.
It's rough. It's hard out here, okay? But, sure. Yes, he is coming. And
excellent.
Still got Miss Dana Williams on at 1:30. Very, very excited to chat with Miss Ma'am here. She was just actually in Chicago on Wednesday night. She was at Shuba's Tavern. She did a performance because she is on tour right now. Her
Holy
end
cow.
Of the world tour. Yes. And I think her last stop is in California on the 31st. So, yeah, definitely if you guys want tickets to go see Dana Williams live, you could definitely go to her website. It's on danawilliamsofficial.com. And she is just so like incredibly talented. Seriously.
Hell yeah. That's what's up. Get those tickets for Dana Williams, a true artist in her own aspect.
And you know who else is super talented? I mean, first of all, look at this flyer, y'all. Period. Steve Styles himself be snapping.
I'm all right, like old tortilla chips. Sometimes I'd be snapping. Nah, but this flyer came out gorgeous. I love it. I love it too. The skylines too. The fade in. It's like an amber red or something magenta right behind it is good. The right fade. Oh yeah, good. If you guys need flyers, hit up your boy at Steve Styles Radio. It should be Steve Styles Radio and more. Here's an idea. I want to change my handle. My handle to Radioactive Steve, because I'm active in radio. Get it? No.
I give you that.
Radioactive Steve, you know? They're going to think I'm going to come out with like some plutonium or something.
Not that.
No, because I'm radioactive, you know, radioactive.
Yes, Imagine Dragons.
Cuckoo.
Ooh-wee.
Are we just filling time now? Because we could dive into the top five.
Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Let's do it. Our top five is the one and only Doja Cat, who's here to hypnotize us, because her music is amazing and her visuals are just as good.
Facts.
Here we go with Need to Know, number one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, wanna know what it's like? Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna fuck all night. Yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa.
If you listen to 103.5 KISS FM, I'm sure you've heard that once.
Yeah, no, 100%. You've definitely heard Need to Know and a thousand other Doja Cat songs as well. But
absolutely, because we love her here at 103.5 KISM. Love her.
She be doing her thing, you know? When you got a hit song, when you got a top 40 song, I mean, you got a top 40 hit. What can you do?
This is what you do. You get back to the studio and you start dishing out hits like this one. Get into it. Yeah.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Get into it. You know what I really love about that song? It's like being a radio makes you look at things so different. But
talk to me.
I love that that song has a very long outro. It's perfect for breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. That's,
well, you know what I'm saying? That's why I think radio, you know, personalities and talent definitely should consider DJing you maybe. And because you could learn as a DJ, you learn to appreciate the same thing. And I feel like they're both skills that can simultaneously benefit each other.
Very true.
Come on now. I'm sure you can. You got this. Dude, would you just be
it.
Would you just be jazz? Jazz Le Fierce.
You know, like a French aspect?
Or DJ Jazz with like three Z's or something. Never ending.
No. That sounds too much like, you know, Z's, like sleepy, like.
Oh, yeah. Like.
Yeah, like DJ Jazz.
No, we want you jazz. That's what we want. We want
nice.
You. Yeah.
Well, I'll think about it.
Let's see if you can think about it before the end of the top five. Next on the list, we have number 3 with Rules. Crazy song, by the way. Crazy song. Good song.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. Said play my, but don't play my emotions. If you spend some money, then maybe I just might. Wanna shake it in slow motion. You got a whole lot of cash, you know I want it.
Man, listen to playing that song, the clean version of it. Do you know how much silence there is in that song?
Yeah, especially during like the verses. I already know.
Yeah, because I was trying to, because when I'm cutting up the videos, I try to catch a good audio that either explains a song or it's just captivating to me. And I'm just like trying to get one. It's just a, and you know, and I'm like, oh, I can't. I got to find some place where I can get like a full sentence, please.
Yeah, because the part where she really snapped was that verse, that first verse.
Yeah.
Tell me this and that, the Thursday, for the verse, I'm ghosting if you don't die for the... Like, yeah, but I know what you mean. Very...
There's a draw to her voice on this song also, I feel. Mm-hmm. It's like a... kind of like because there's a snake to it. It's almost hypnotized. It draws you in like a siren. That's what she reminds me of, a siren in this song. Mm-hmm. Like, just hypnotizing in a good way. And you just can't resist.
Okay. I see. Yeah. I see you.
I'm a big fan of Doja Cat, you know. I like listening to her music. You know, she cool. And people in the club love her music, too. Even little kid. What song did I play? I played the... I like... we got on the,
yeah,
we got
like
on the list
you.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Post Malone. Well, back to the list. We got number 4 with You Right. All-time classic for me.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. The sex will cut your memory. A couple strokes to put it in, then you belong to me. I got a man, but I want you. I got a man, but I want you. And it's just nerves, it's just dick. Making me think about someone new.
You
know that's your...
You right, got my. I remember the first time I was at I was doing an event, and it was with the new PTs at the time when they first got hired, and we're at the Room Place Furniture, And there was nobody there because of the location we were at. And like, I think it was like Gurney Mills. Nobody was there because we were so early. We got there like at 9 when they opened. I've never seen a furniture store with people just like antsy and anxious, just waiting to get in, you know, like a concert. Never seen that. So I'm just waiting. And no one's there. This song comes up. We're listening to the iHeartRadio app, which you can download for free today and curate your own playlist and listen to Kiss FM. And then we're listening to Kiss FM, and then Brady's like, give it up. Great song. Doja Cat, The Weeknd. You know, he has that real sharp, quick voice.
Yes. Yes.
Love it.
I think, yeah, I have to give Brady a quick shout out real quick. Like, Brady, his radio voice is literally amazing. Like, Big Club, I still kind of remember the first event that I did for Kiss FM. I don't think Brady was the first Kiss personality I met. I want to say it was Paulina. So big shout out to Paulina. But yeah, I remember having an event with Brady and I like heard him speak for the first time. I was like, whoa.
This is your real voice. What's going on?
This is your real voice right now. Like, okay. I hear it.
For me, his outro is for me. When he goes into break, 5-1-103.5. When he goes from his high inflection, it's upbeat, and then he slows it down for you as we go into the outro.
I know what you mean.
Love that too. Skill. I catch myself doing it also. And sticking to the top five here only on the Midday Live Show, we got a great song I played at the elementary school. Scott Joplin, if you're out there listening, thank you for having me. Principal Brown, and of course, shout out to Kiki, Jarrell, and of course my son Leo, who was helping us out with promotion. Got a great song. Everybody was vibing to this. Post Malone, Doja Cat, I Like You.
5-5-4-4-3-3-2. When I met a friend and we woke up in Japan, I like you. I do.
Let me know when you're free, cause I've been trying to hit it all week, babe.
Love that line, because I've been trying to hit it all week. She's too slick. She's too... she's going to be here for a while. Shout out to you, Doja Cat. We're big fans here on the Midday Live Show. You know me. Got a crush. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Top five, Doja Cat, only on the Midday Live Show. Hit the like button if you like top fives.
I love top fives. I love the Midday Live Show. You guys are amazing.
We love you guys, because without you, we would not even be possible, and we appreciate it. Episode 43.
43.
That's crazy. Crazy.
You know, something.
What's up?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, from one episode to another, it's just, wow. I didn't know they would accumulate so quickly without us noticing.
Yeah, it was like... Every week when I go into, you know, our show prep, and I like change the episode number, I'm like, dang, it's just steadily rising. But yeah, as you said, very quickly, I've noticed, like, it seemed like I was just putting like episode 5, episode 7, you know,
me too,
and now
yeah.
It's like in the 40s. It's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm. Maybe we need a weather update. How about that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do
Roll
it.
The clip, Johnny.
What's up? What's up to the Midday Live Show? And if you're in Chicago right now, it's currently 74 degrees in the city of Wide Shoulders, city of the Chicago Bulls, Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, and the White Sox. Big shout out to you guys. Love my sports, but I love the better. What I love better than my sports is the weather, because when it's cool, it's really cool here in Chicago. Tonight is going to be low of 65 degrees in the evening, perfect for light hoodie weather, kind of like the hoodie I got on. If you like young street gear or gear for all types of weather, like the stuff I got on today, be sure to type in the words young street gear. And you're listening to the Midday Live Show. Back to you guys in the studio. I think the hoodie's messing with my camera.
Uh-oh. Not that. It's a cool hood, though.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
I like the you know, multicolor. Yeah, I like that.
It's about to get bright and wonderful, man, with Young Street Gear. We got a lot of great things planned this year. So we out there. We out there. Because if we were in there, we would be like swimwear. But we're not swimwear.
No. In there like swimwear. In there like chin hair. Not that that got more laughs than my joke of the day.
It did. It did.
I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Oh, man. Because I've had some ingrown hairs before.
Me too. It's bad. Like, I feel like a lot of women go through this, though. I know now, yeah, Steve looking at me like,
but no, I know. I got sisters. No, I got sisters. I know this.
They just randomly, you know, pop up sometimes. And I'm just like, no.
I had this too, random as hell too, you know, and I'm a guy. I'd sometimes, I don't know if it ever happens, but like, I'll sometimes grow a random ass long hair that'll come out this way, like just straight forward and drop down. And it's like some thin blonde hair, some long thin blonde hair would just sprout out like some weird ass, and it'll get long too before I notice it. I'm like, oh, random as hell.
I don't like random hairs. Yeah. I think they need to get a life.
Cool.
And not mine.
What's the update on Mr. Rap-A-Lot?
The update, I see that one of them has checked into the lobby, but not he himself. And, you know, we do have to get our other interview in 10 minutes. So I did tell him if he would like to reschedule. I know they're already here, technically, but... yeah,
are they really here? But with this, man, let me go off my tangent too. Let's go. We're gonna have to full screen me on this one, artists. You come need on. To be punctual. Come on now, artists. We work with you guys all the time, and I get this all the time. What time is a good time to arrive? Well, 15 minutes is perfect. 15 minutes before any event is great. If you can get there 30 minutes, even better. Because the earlier you get there, the more time the people have to accommodate who? You, the artist, the one that we're supposed to interview, the one that we're supposed to get together and manifest your destiny and help you out with some great marketing tips, pros. Man, we want to help you guys leave a digital footprint is what we want to do. Good SEO can happen by creating great content, and one of them could be getting interviewed on a top show, top station.
I'm on top notch, show, period.
Top on the top floor. I don't know how over the top can I keep going, guys. But
he's
that
right.
Was just me going off tangent and how easy it is to do some of these things as an artist and how easy it is you can separate yourself from others.
Facts. Crazy. Facts. You know,
we're not holding back.
It's all love. It really is. It always is. You know, me and Steve, if you've been watching us for a while, you know how we are. And if you know us, you know, met us in person, you know how we are. Like, all we want to do is help you out. So, of course, we're going to give you, like, some tips beforehand. Like I said, you know, try to get here early. You know, we got to keep things moving, you know. We want to make sure you get all the time that you were supposed to get. So you can talk about everything you want to talk about. You can promote everything that you want to promote. And, you know, you won't be rushed. So, yeah.
Awesome sauce. I mean, we could run a quick break and then come back. And maybe it'll be time for Miss Williams herself.
Yeah. Let's do it. You guys don't want to go anywhere. Our interview with Dana Williams is coming up in about 8 minutes. And, yes, we are very excited to talk to her and see how her tour has been going and just, you know, talk all about music and being a musician. So,
ooh,
yes.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Midday Live Show, and we will be back.
What's up, guys? It's the nastiest DJ in Chicago, DJ Spoiled Milk, and you're listening to the one and only Midday Live Show with Steve Styles, Jasmine Fierce, and my boy Jarrell. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Style. Sasa Larry goes to the neighborhood, he wrong, ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. I'm Nico, I got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Sasa Larry goes to the neighborhood, he wrong, ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. I'm Nico, I got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke?
Who want to smoke? Got drugs on drugs. I was like, who want to smoke? Hey, Rico, let's shake up the streets. 24/7, we dropping the keys, but they don't own the gang, so no matter the fees. That's blocking the legend of 7. The luckiest number is meant for a G. Like Gotti, you ref in the streets. Double taking the squeeze. Every day is a fight just to breathe. But got for holes in my jeans, and I fill them with green. The money make all of my dreams feel closer than most, but it seems. I knew it was time, and I deemed this one for the gang and my team. Just look how we going the scene. But you know we don't play. Rolling these woods and smoking these runs to the face. Smoking these runs to the face.
Runs to the face, you know that I'm cooler with gang. Get pop, ain't speak on my name. Ain't Kilo, let's fuck up the game. I'm talking about nothing the same. Let's shake up the streets and shake up the price. You know it ain't free, just double the fees. They talking to me, but who on it with me? Hey, Kilo and Rico, let's shake up the streets. Sasa Larico, the neighborhood, he wrong, ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. I'm Nico, I got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Sasa Larico, the neighborhood, he wrong, ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. Nah, amigo, I got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke?
Who wants to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who wants to smoke? Hey, Rico, let's shake up the streets. 24/7, we dropping the keys, but they don't own the gang, so no matter the fees. Give a tech with a tech and a squeeze. Every day it's a fight just to breathe. But got for holes in my jeans, and I'm feeling with greed that don't fold. But it's too much, I be count till I'm old.
Hey, who wants to smoke? Runnin' up, watch the gang do the most. Blood less 7, got right like the white folks. Cover a body, you think we ride white coats, riding all black, and you know we're in Tahoe. Stop at the G, just grab me a nacho, bro, in the back, and he still tone clock, no 16 and 30 in the city,
yeah, I'm pressure like diamonds, I'm dancing. One hand with a glove, Michael Vick with the passes, or Jack with the dances. They had it as off, put our foot on the gas. It's a dash and no crash. Didn't know who he was, not a accent. Why? Cause we flew past him. Drifted his shit, and I get paid for a passion. Screaming out cut, cause they don't want no action.
Sasa Larico, the neighborhood, he ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. This shit, I'm Nico, I got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Sasa Larico, the neighborhood, he wrong, ready to get it. I'm stepping with Kilo, Versace, Versace. Now I'm Nico, got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who want to smoke? Who want to smoke? Got drinkers on drinkers, like, who
want to smoke? Yeah. What's up, Steve Styles? How you feeling?
Feeling good, Jazz. How are you? How was your break out there in the studio with the beautiful city of Chicago?
Yes. Oh, it was great. I sat here and, you know, I just chilled for a minute. I was just listening to the music, letting it take me away, imagining us being, you know, on a screen near you very soon. Remember that thing I was talking about earlier? Like, I heard that Steve and I were going to be in a music video, but it's just what I heard.
Let it be. Like I said prior to, you know, this is what happens when you reach these positions. We just got to embrace it, you know, and then I guess maybe cater to each experience differently, you know?
Yeah, 100%. You got to do what you got to do.
Ideas, and more ideas, right?
The creativity just flows. It just flows through us.
Well, that's great. Well, we have a great guest for you guys, too. Jazz, I know you could do a great introduction.
Yes, absolutely. So we have Miss Dana Williams. She is an incredible, and I really do mean incredible, musician. Like, when you listen to her music, it really feels like, and this might be corny, might be cheesy, but when you listen to her music, it feels like stepping outside and feeling the sun on your face. Like, literally, that's what, like, her voice does to you. That's how you feel. Like, it just makes you feel like safe and happy. Like, so she is just incredibly super talented and gorgeous, by the way. So we have Dana Williams joining us today on the Midday Live Show, and I would like for you all to help me in welcoming Dana Williams to the Midday Live Show. Give her a round of applause.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. What a beautiful introduction. I'm glad that my music makes you feel safe.
Yes. Yeah, it literally, as I said, it's like sun. It's like sunshine on a cloudy day. Literally. Of course. Thank you for joining us today. Like, this is amazing. We're so happy to have you. So let's start here. For the people that may not know, how did you get involved with music to begin with?
Well, I come from a musical family. So my dad was a guitar player and a songwriter, also a singer. So growing up, there were always guitars around, and he taught me how to play the guitar and how to write songs pretty much, you know, ever since I was really little. He would bring me a track that he produced, and he mm-hmm. would say, okay, this is the verse, this is the chorus, and this is what happens in the bridge. And I would write lyrics and melody over it, and then we would go to a studio and record it. And it was really just something that we did for fun.
Wow. So it just became like, I do this with my dad. This is so amazing. And you just felt like a passion, right? It just kind of flowed.
Yeah. I always loved writing and music. And I do feel like it is, you know, I'm generally a very introverted person. So I found that writing lyrics, writing my feelings, journaling, writing poetry has been a really nice way to get, to communicate.
It's great. It's really great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dana, let me ask you this. So when you were first starting out, was there ever a moment where you just felt like, I don't know if I can keep going, like this is going to be hard? Like, did you ever have really hard days? And if you did, like, how did you overcome them? I know a lot of artists that listen to our show, They sometimes have days where they're like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I just don't know. What kept you going on those tough days?
Always. I mean, you know, being an artist, there are so many high highs and low lows, and it's just such a constant roller coaster. So there are definitely days where I think, oh, what did I get myself into, you know? But what keeps me going is really just the love that I have for music. It's really... it really supports me emotionally. It's really a way for me to release. And I have a really nice support system. My mom and my sister have always really encouraged me. And mm-hmm. I'm lucky to have them. And I'm lucky to have music as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. A support system yeah. is super important, and that's with like any yes. dream or any passion of yours. It's like you need at least that one other person. Like, you know, of course you can do it, but that support system, it means everything at the end of the day.
Yeah, and there are always hard days, but mm-hmm. it's really nice to, you know, every now and then I get a DM from someone who's listened to my music, and they say, this song got me through this hard time. And you know, it's really it reminds me, okay, I'm reaching people. People are can relate to what I'm saying, and we have a community of support. So that's nice.
So let me ask you about your like writing process. What's the creative process like? Do you like, oh, I have to have a cup of tea, I have to be, you know, silence, or you know, I have to be outside by the water? Like, do you have any like pregame rituals, I would say?
You know, I would say I like to start, I mean, obviously I write a lot, I collaborate a lot with other people. It's really mm-hmm. nice to collaborate with people that you feel safe with, you know, that you can talk about what you're going through. Mm-hmm. When I write, I write from personal experience. So if there's something heavy on my mind or my heart, music is my release. So I'll start writing. I generally write in my notes app on my phone. I have like little phrases or concepts that I like to start with. And then I like to start usually with my guitar. So I'll just sit, you know, if I'm feeling sad or even happy, I'll sit and play something that sort of like emulates that feeling. Mm-hmm. And then I'll sing a melody over it. And I'll shape the words around the melody.
Would you say you think that's an easier way to do it, or like do the words just flow better when you just start with music first?
For me, yes, but I wouldn't say it's easier, because I know writers who have whole songs written out before they even start the music side, you know? So for me, that's always how it's been, but everyone's process is different. But I do definitely hear lyrics once the melody is already sort of forming, you know? They sort of come together for me.
And Steve is all about things coming together.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we love community. We love how we interact with each other. I always have this saying, trees aren't here for themselves. Neither are we. What was your most, I don't want to say most immediately. Let's go a different route. Have you ever had an experience while you're on stage with a listener or a fan that was just timeless, that you just will always forever remember?
On stage?
Yeah, on stage performing.
Well, I think, you know, I've been touring this month, and I think one thing that's invaluable is interacting with fans and people who have come to spend their evening with me. And yes, you can sit at home and stream music, but what's really memorable and invaluable is creating experiences with the people who have you know, spent their time and money and made the effort to come see you. So I really just like interacting with people while I'm on stage. Sometimes I ask questions. I like making people laugh, so I like to tell jokes. Nice. And I think that's what makes for a really valuable experience, is just having these personal interactions with people who are there to support you, you know?
That's great. I used to play instruments too growing up too. I was a super band head, did it all too, the choir and all that, show choir, did orchestra also. One instrument I could never pick up was a guitar, which is hilarious. I played so many other, like bass guitar too, no problem. So my question to you is, well, back then in high school and stuff, we didn't really have apps or technology to help with composition. We would have, you know, sheet music, and we would take out our pencil with a nice big eraser and make sure, all right, we're going to put F over here. We're going to put our E's here and stuff and whatnot. We're going to put the syncopated notes over there. Are there any apps, or is there some new technology that you use personally that helps you as a musician when you compose music?
Actually, I had the exact opposite experience as you. I tried so many different instruments. I played the clarinet. I wanted to be a pianist. That did not work out for me. And then I picked up the guitar, and it just felt so natural. I do use tuning apps and, sometimes metronomes occasionally, even though it's annoying to play.
Yeah, me too. You know, I can tap my foot, I'll be fine.
Yeah. But it is good to practice to a metronome, because when I play with a band, it's important to stay in time with the drummer and everyone else. But I don't use that many music apps. When I, you know, growing up, there weren't that many apps, and I don't love reading music. But I think that one of the best ways to learn an instrument is obviously, one, be consistent and play. Even if you're not playing for an hour a day, pick up your instrument, play it 20 minutes or whatever, you know, just as long as you're playing it consistently. And also learning songs by ear, listening to one of your favorite songs and playing a note that you hear. You know, I think that was one of the, especially for people who struggle with learning and reading music, like me, it always felt like it took me longer to understand music. And I think that just learn by playing by ear the songs that you love.
Great, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm always looking for an edge. We love tech, we love apps here on the show. So if there's any little tips or tricks, I'd love to dish them out to the, you know, up and coming artists, entrepreneurs. People just want gems here on the show. Yeah, we love that. Man, it's so crazy. You know, I could tell, you know, you're definitely in music your whole life. Was there a mentor, someone in your life that really, really reinforced you to take music seriously?
You know, I would really say it was my dad. I just, you know, he was a professional musician, and it just felt like watching him, I saw how happy it made him, and to have someone in my life doing music professionally sort of made me feel like, okay, well, this can be a real job, and this can be something that I can pursue professionally. So I know that a lot of people, if they don't come from musical families, it can be really scary to take that leap of, you know, pursuing an art as a career. But, you know, I was really fortunate to be born into a family where it was sort of not questioned, you know. And yeah, I would say my dad, he really encouraged me and to sing and write and play the guitar. Although obviously, as a teenager, learning anything from your parents can be annoying, but I'm really grateful to have had that experience.
Absolutely. No, that's wonderful too. You know, mentors, you know, parenting, all of that comes together. It definitely takes a village to raise a child, or even more so a talented musician like yourself.
Right.
How do you not get tired or you know, bored? I'm sure you have plenty of work to do. I'm sure you're very, you know, you have a planner and whatnot, but I'm sure touring can get a little boring sometimes. What do you do during their downtime? Do you just continue to work and worry about success? Are you on this constant grind, or is there time to peace out and enjoy the scenery, the environment, and get to know the people?
Yeah, it really just depends, you know. Sometimes on tour, you know, on tour, it's really just play a show, wake up early, go to the next city. So on my free time, if I'm not napping, I'm walking around. I like to, you know, experience different cities. I had a day off in San Francisco, and I walked about 5 miles, just like, okay, I got a burrito.
Burrito.
Yeah. It was that good. You remembered it.
Yeah. And then what else? Yeah, I mean, I also, as a singer, I think it's all obviously important to rest my voice. So whatever activity I can do that doesn't require too much vocalization, I always, you know, I practice my guitar to make sure I'm staying, keeping all the songs fresh. And I really just like to explore the cities and walk around. So Chicago, I did a lot of walking.
I was just about to ask, how was Chicago the other night?
It was great. It was really, really nice. I really liked the city. I obviously didn't get to spend too much time there, but I did walk around. I walked to Wrigley Field, and I did a little thrifting. Just, you know, going to different cities, I'm really lucky to be able to do that. It's great. I like to see the rest of the country and what else, you know, what's going on. We can get so stuck in our bubbles, you know?
Yes.
So that's nice.
It's important to get outside of your bubble, I think. Like traveling, I think everybody should try to do that as much as possible. Like if you can. Like I feel sorry for people that are afraid to get on airplanes.
I know.
Like, that's horrible.
Like me.
You are? I didn't know.
No,
that.
I'll do it if I have to. That's the thing. Like I don't prefer. I prefer driving. Fun fact, did you know less than 15% of all residents in the United States or Americans, less than 50% of them travel outside of their state.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Traveling brings a different perspective. It's really nice to, because every now and then I forget, you know, this is my world. And then I leave and I remember there's a totally different way of life and different, you know.
Right.
And it's important.
Would you say like traveling inspires you with your music at all? Like, does it help?
I think it does. You know, I write from personal experience. So every new experience that I have definitely helps to create a new song and sparks a new idea.
Love that. I need to get like Dana. We're going to go on tour, Steve. We're going to go on tour.
We will. I have an idea. I have a concept where we could do a small tour here within the city or within the state. You know, we can hit a mini stage. We can have some people join us. We have a live Q&A. You know, we'll be able to interact, pictures, merch. You know, it could be like, we'll call it a networking event because the majority of it will be people who want to network. And then we'll just be like, oh, and we'll happen to do a live broadcast. Boom.
Boom.
Because we got the gear. We got the equipment. So we might as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Another question for you, Dana. So what advice would you have for somebody that wanted to start seriously taking learning an instrument seriously? Because I know that's tough.
I think, you know, what I said before, just be consistent. Don't be so hard on yourself. I remember when I first started playing guitar, I get frustrated really easily when I can't, get the song immediately or the riff or whatever, I get annoyed. It can be upsetting to want to do something and not be able to do it immediately, but it doesn't happen overnight. So just as long as you're being consistent and trying, that's the best advice I have, because consistency is really what's going to help you improve.
That's great advice. Great advice. Mm-hmm. Take it down. Take down that gem too. I remember they used to beat in my head. My mom be like, 30 minutes a day, every day, Steve. And I'm like, oh, my cello. Like, oh, all right, fine. Gotcha. 30 minutes, Steve. Like, all right, fine.
I love the cello. You play cello still?
Yeah. No, it's been a minute. But yeah, I'm very familiar. I read all the clefs. So alto, soprano, barry. I don't know. I don't have a specific instrument. But whatever instrument I was introduced to in the band when we needed it, I just embraced it. But oh, this is me. Oh, I'm a bass clarinet. Ooh, I'm a baritone. You know, like
this is me now.
This is me now. Yeah. Love band. We could talk for hours, but appreciate you for joining us today on the Midday Live Show. Where what's coming up next for Dana? What's up next besides the tour? Do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
Well, I mean, I got my last show of tour.
Wow, that's huge.
At the Peppermint Club in LA.
Okay, ahead of time. Okay.
Great. It was really, really fun. And then I'm continuing to release a single every month. And that's what's next for me. I'm really excited. I'm going to continue, you know, when tour's over, getting back in the studio, writing new music, and just releasing a new song every month. So you can follow me follow me on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, whatever you use to stream music. And look forward to new music.
Awesome. Well, we definitely are looking forward to it, and we would love to always share your music during our breaks or intermissions. We could always play your music. So we appreciate your time, Dana. Can we get a round of applause?
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Anytime, Dana. This was amazing. And we cannot wait to hear more new music from you. And as Steve said, it's always welcome on our show. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime. Take it away, Steve.
Of course. Back to you guys again. We want to thank you guys for listening to Dana Williams. Be sure to check her out online. And of course, check her out wherever you're streaming your music. And you can get some new music every month. So thank you again, Dana. Hate to let her go, but we'd love to watch him leave, right?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dana. We'll make sure to talk soon.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Great talent. Super talented. Guys, get to know her. Follow her ASAP.
Dana Williams.
She was modest because she didn't mention it, but Jazz, you can go into more depth of, you know, who her family was involved with.
I mean, respectfully, y'all better Google her.
That's what I'm saying,
respectfully,
guys.
Respectfully. Because, that dad that she was talking about, her inspiration, her mentor, the other, as she said, talented musician, professional musician, respectfully. Google.
Thank you.
David Williams was his name.
Yeah, so. See? Maybe we'll give them a free t-shirt if they could write the answer for the next episode, yeah? Mm. Do some spelunkering. If you could find out who that person, you know, played for, we'll hook you up with a t-shirt.
Yes. Make sure to hit us up in the DM on Instagram at the Midday Live Show with the answer, and we will hook you up with some merch. Okay.
For sure. I mean, I think we're ready to dive right into a final word. I mean, we're good to go.
Good to go. Let's do it.
Hmm.
Do you need me to go first?
Oh, if you want, you go ahead. I have some things planned too, if you'd like. It's whatever you need.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go. So I have a tweet. This really resonated with me this week. I saw it on Instagram, put it on my story a few days ago. It says, stop waiting until you feel 100% ready. The truth is, you'll never feel fully ready. Take that leap of faith. Stop trying to wait for the perfect moment, because the perfect moment doesn't exist. Literally, it doesn't.
Wow. So, you just
Don't wait for the perfect moment, because the perfect moment is right now. Your moment is right now. Your potential is endless, and don't let fear stand in the way of your new chapter.
Crazy. Wow. Thank you for that, man. Because you, of all people, saw me overthink.
Yes. And then
now that I crushed that BS that I do, it's over now.
Yeah.
To add on to what you were saying, which I wholeheartedly agree with and I want to thank because it just moved me. Mine's going to be a little more simple. I take all forms of payment. I just don't take excuses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. No more. All right. Apology accepted, but the access is denied. All right.
No, that's real.
Whew.
That's real.
Put on a t-shirt.
Okay. At a certain point, it's just like, we are all, well, not all of us, but most of us are grown adults, emotionally mature, and we know what we want as far as our careers. As I said, most of us know what we want to do. If we're an artist, we know we want to be an artist. If we're a chef, we know we want to be a chef. If we're on air talents, we know that that's what we want to do. So that's my whole point. When you know what you want to do, you straight up just have to do what you have to do. The excuses are going to come. You know, there's going to be days where you're like, I don't really feel like doing this or doing that. But if you want to get to where you want to be, you are going to have to suck it up and you're going to have to do it. Hashtag no excuses.
No excuses.
I'm tired. Me too. So are a lot of people.
Yeah.
So are a lot of people.
I got bags under my eye. They have creams for that.
They do.
Just make it happen, you know, capping. I mean,
make it happen,
capping. Stop capping and start making it happen.
I can't. Not jokes. The headphones done came off. Hold on.
It's all right, though. You still sound great, Jazz. You still sound great. That was.
I am done.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why I don't rap anymore, guys.
Stop capping.
Start making it happen, all right? You accept all payments. Just I accept no more excuses, guys, okay?
And if period.
And I will accept your apology, but from now on, access is denied. There's a paywall between you and me, partner, you know? And respectfully.
Respectfully, okay? Get it together. Do what you need to do. Go achieve your dreams because, you know, you're always going to have your dream, but I wouldn't say you're going to run out of time because that's not necessarily true. But just don't wait forever because all you're going to be doing is building regret. Each and every day that you don't go after what you want, it's going to be another day added to your life where you're like, ooh, I should have been doing this. Ooh, I should have been doing that.
Regret is just heavy.
But I was waiting for my perfect moment.
Weighing you down. Nah,
the
Mendy
Lefto started in a basement.
In the basement, bro.
You hit me?
In the basement. Now we in the top floor. Downtown. Holy cow. I just had a epiphany. My goodness.
Like, literally.
Wow. All right, guys.
In the basement to the penthouse.
I know people hate for us telling you what to do. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be like, we did this. Now we're here. So if you'd like to, why don't you just mimic us, right? See what you could do. Ask us for help. Watch our videos. Get our clips. Go our YouTube shorts. We got all types of content everywhere now. All right, guys? And we're slowly moving over to Rumble. So that way, you know, God forbid in the future, you know, YouTube shuts down or, you know, they try to get too handsy, you know, with the corporate techocracy. will be able to go independently because Rumble isn't run by the technocracy. All right, guys. So we can go into more detail about that off air, Jazz, but I appreciate you, appreciate your time, and I appreciate you guys watching us here live today.
Yes, you guys are the best. And as we always say, we wouldn't be here without you. So definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your Friday afternoon to come kick it with Steve Styles and Jazzafest. We really do appreciate it. And yeah, definitely have a great weekend in a summertime shy or wherever you are. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. And tune in 4 to 6 a.m. this weekend. I'm on 103.5 Kiss FM. Back yes. at it. Back with it. So
back-to-back yeah. weekend. Edits.
Yes, yes. So make sure you got that iHeartRadio app downloaded. You can listen to Kiss FM, you can listen to the Midday Live Show, and you can also listen to that Brilliantly Black podcast, which is getting up there in episodes too. Episode Holy 21 God. Was released this week. 22 oh, it's over on now. Monday.
Yeah, I it's know. Over. It's gonna pass us real quick. I'm excited. Keep that going, guys. Leave a like, subscribe, share, and we out of here.
We out of here. Have a good one.